Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I've entitled this portion of study, Heaven's Law and Man's Mandate. Heaven's Law, Man's Mandate. You know, this may sound strange to some, but do you know it's not tears that move heaven? Now, I said it sounds strange. God is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and God is merciful to us. He loves us and cares for us more deeply than we'll ever know. It's not your passion or emotion that moves heaven. Anybody listening? Now, I'm getting at something, because heaven is governed by law, spiritual laws. It's governed by law, and it's faith that activates the laws. It's like the law of gravity. It never changes. If it were yesterday, today, or tomorrow, you go up on the building and jump off, you're going to get hurt. Because of the law of gravity that doesn't change. It doesn't change. It's the same. The laws of heaven don't change. Amen. This is why, I'm a little ahead of myself, but this is why prosperity is predictable. You can predict prosperity. You can predict poverty. You can see the path or the seed that is sown. You know, you have to be a prophet. You say, no, that person's headed for trouble. Let me start by saying divine laws are eternal. Our effort in these studies is to bring us to a place of alignment. And we need understanding to align ourselves, because some, if not taught properly, let me use an example. I like to use this example sometimes. If you were to take someone in off the street that's been on the street a long time and hadn't been under any type of authority or structure, and they lived in your house, In the middle of the night, you hear somebody in the refrigerator, 2 o'clock in the morning. You go down and find they out there, they fixing them food and stuff, 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, you'd have to kind of correct them and straighten them out as to what your structure is, because they may just not know that they're just, you know, off the street. And I'm not criticizing anyone off the street, but, you know, they just don't know the laws. Well, what we have to understand or regain is understanding that heaven is governed by law. And you can know when you're going to prosper. As a matter of fact, I'm ahead of myself again, but you know, if you plant a seed, look at someone and say, go to sleep. You ain't got to be watching over the seed. You planted the seed. There are laws that come into play now. The authority, I call it the authority of the soil. Everything has something that it performs. You know, you ain't got to teach a fish how to swim. Right? You don't have to teach animals. It's inherent. It's instinctive. We have inherent laws too. as mankind, when God created us, he put something in us. It's been so, you know, abused and misunderstood and lied. You know, the devil has lied to us and all that. But we have inherent laws. If we're truly going to see heaven manifest in greater and greater measures in the earth realm, then we must simply come into alignment. It is, some people think the harder you work, the better. No, it's not even how hard you work. There's people that work real, real, real hard and still see people that are taking it, not taking it easy, but they're moving in a cadence and they're passing them up. Because it's a divine rhythm. It's an alignment. It's not how hard, you know, or how obsessed you are. No, there are laws in heaven. Just like there are laws that govern our land. So divine laws are eternal. Look at John chapter 5, verse 26. I want to start with an example of Christ himself. Fully God, fully man. Right? 100% God and 100% man. In John chapter 5. And let's look at verse 26 and 27. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also. Look at what he says. Because he is the Son of Man. So there are heaven's laws, the Father, who has life in himself, has given the Son, Jesus, the man, to have life in him, and has given him authority to execute judgment. Why? Because he is the Son of Man. It didn't say the Son of God there, the Son of Man, because he is man. God gave him authority in heaven, on the earth, because he's a man. So there's something that was inherent. Now, if we go back to Genesis, that authority that God gave to the man, Adam, is inherent in us. What does the word inherent mean? I had to look that word up, but inherent means existing in something or someone on a permanent basis, and it's essential, and it has characteristic attributes. Inherent, existing in something or someone on a permanent basis. So there's things we must discover and uncover in us because it's inherent. Did we get this? The Father had life in him, the Son had life in him, and the Father gave him authority to execute judgment on the earth because he is the Son of Man. Because he is man, okay? Let's establish that. So divine laws are eternal. And divine laws are inherent. They're in us too. Just like they were in Jesus. You could even say, the kingdom is within you. The laws that govern the kingdom of God, that govern heaven, are in us. Now, in our submission, in our obedience, in our fulfillment of these laws, we establish heaven on earth. Are you following? Divine laws are inherent. They're in us. Now, to what degree we obey them or even know them, that's to be, you know, determined. Now, let's go to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10 so that we can see this, I think, a little more clearly. Hebrews 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws, okay, my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. So what are we saying here? God says, I'm going to put my laws. You know, when Adam fell, the old covenant, it was different. Holy Spirit didn't indwell people. It would come upon people. Like, say, a Samson. That's why he could do so much stuff. And still Holy Spirit would come. But today, Holy Spirit's not going to dwell in an unclean temple. But it would come upon them to empower them for work. Anoint them for things. Today, Holy Spirit doesn't just come upon us. He's inherent. He dwells in us. This is important. This is important for us to understand. It's in us. When we talk Holy Spirit, we're not talking about just a little piece of God. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. All are one. All are one. Three different manifestations of the mighty God. Amen. Just because he don't shout at you and holler at you and twist your arm and make you do stuff don't mean that he's not all powerful. I like to say he's a gentleman. He's not going to override your will. Amen. He's wise. All wisdom. Sometimes we're looking for God to speak to us real loud, but you know the real power is not in noise, it's in silence. If we could ever get out into outer space, it'd be totally quiet. All the noise is down here. Grace, let's segue a little bit. Grace doesn't cancel God's divine laws. This is what I think people get twisted sometimes. Grace only cancels God, what was the old covenant ritual laws. That's what grace canceled, the ceremonial laws. You understand? Grace didn't cancel the Ten Commandments or God's laws. The eternal laws, the permanent laws, grace doesn't cancel that. Those remain intact. They are permanent. They're eternal. But there's a tendency for people to think grace. So, you know, they do a lot of stuff and pray upon God's grace. But because judgment is not executed speedily, sometimes people think, okay, it's okay. But then when they hit that wall and it all comes down, and they start reaping what they've sown. Why? Because it's spiritual law. It's spirit law. Now, there are things God can guard us or block us from, but we need to understand this. Why? Because we want to come into alignment. We don't want to take advantage of grace. Grace is not just unmerited, unearned, and undeserved. It's what enables us to make the right decisions. So let me say it again. Grace doesn't cancel God's divine laws.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.